Although addiction is commonly recognized as a mental illness, it is less commonly understood how addictive behaviors and substance use disorders live side by side with other types of mental illness. In fact, up to 70% of people living with bipolar disorder use tobacco, as do up to 85% of those who live with schizophrenia. Compare this to a general rate of tobacco usage in Wichita of only about 12%, and you quickly see the correlation. In addition, major depressive disorder and numerous types of anxiety disorders are far more common in those who use alcohol at unhealthy rates, though the jury is still out on the extent to which the alcohol is a cause of the illness or a result of it. Substance use disorders in those who are already living with another mental illness may arise from the short-term effects of the substance without regard for the long-term effects. People living with anxiety disorders sometimes begin smoking because they report that it calms their nerves, despite the fact that nicotine prompts the central nervous system to release epinephrine, a stimulant, within seconds of the first inhalation. Those with depression may begin using alcohol because they feel it lightens their mood in the short term, even though alcohol itself is a depressant. If you find yourself spending more and more time or energy on pursuing chemical or behavioral fixes to cope with your daily life, you may be headed for an addiction. The sooner these issues are caught, the greater the chance of successful intervention. Not to mention that altering the addiction may also make treatment of the underlying mental illness easier. Consider talking to a professional to get a true understanding of your concern while there is still time. For KMUW, I'm Eric Littweiler.